USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Security officials expressing concerns about the anniversary of 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security on Friday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence during what's already a heightened threat environment. The U.S. reporting over 1.5 million new COVID cases this month. Two governors talk about how they handle the Delta surge in their states. Wendy King has more.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals due to the rapid spike of COVID-19.
To support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine. There are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.